What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Annie. I'm from, originally I was born in Beijing, China. But then when I was almost 5, my parents spontaneously moved to like Vancouver, Canada. Oh. Like they didn't tell any of their friends and they just picked up and left.
Wow, that's really interesting.
And I've lived there ever since.
How would you describe Vancouver? I've never been there before.
Okay. It's basically, I usually describe it as Seattle, but in Canada.
Okay.
Maybe a little, I guess similar amount of rain and weather-wise is very similar.
Yeah. Is it cold there?
No. Okay. It's like, the temperature right now is basically what it is in Vancouver.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. What was your like high school and elementary school like?
I went to Charles Dickens Elementary School up until I was in grade 5. And then I transferred out and I went to the other side of the city to go to Acadia. Like, they were in very small portables and then they couldn't hold a class anymore, so I transferred to Queen Elizabeth for grade 7. And then for high school, I went to this high school called University Hill, and it was inside a university because it was in my district, and yeah.
That's really interesting. Was it a private school?
No, it was a public school, but it was once the best school in Vancouver, so yeah.
What are you majoring in at Parsons?
My major is undeclared because I don't know what I want to do yet, but I'm leaning towards fashion because I think that like the school provides a lot of opportunities.
What got you into that, like, fashion?
I guess just growing up, because like my mom was also a stay-at-home mom, she really liked art and fashion, so I kind of, was influenced by her.
Going off of that, what's your family like? Do you have siblings? What do your parents do?
I have a half-brother, and he's 10 years older than me. So we're not very close, but we're still friendly. And my dad is also an architect. But a couple years ago, he became like the chief engineer of like the company. I don't really know. And then my mom is just a stay-at-home mom, but before that, she was a statistical analyst. Yeah.
Cool. What is your favorite place and where would you like to travel?
I'd say my favorite place would be Mexico because a year ago I went on like vacation there and I really liked it because it was really relaxing and we met a lot of people and that was really fun.
Would you go back there, or would you want to travel somewhere new, or somewhere similar?
I would want to travel, like, I guess I would want to go to Europe, because I've never been there, and I just want to go see all the historic buildings, and,
what's your favorite movie or TV show, and why?
My favorite TV show right now is Friends. Because, I don't know, I think it makes me laugh, and I really like it. And me and my friend are both, like, my entire friend group is all watching it, and we talk about it all the time.
That's always fun. Do you have a favorite movie, too, or just TV show?
I don't currently have any movies in mind, because I haven't been watching a lot of movies.
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
I would say sushi because in like Vancouver, the best food we have is sushi. For some reason, like there's just a sushi store on every street. And like if you go to Vancouver, you should get sushi.
Do you have a favorite sushi place in New York?
Not yet, because I haven't like tried anything in New York that serves sushi, because I'm too scared that my standards are too high.
Yeah. If you could have breakfast with any celebrity, who would you have breakfast with and what would you eat?
I've actually never thought of this question. I think I would have brunch with Anna Wintour, because I want to, I feel like she feels so far away from, like out of reach, because she's so high up in the fashion industry. I think it's just going to be really interesting to hear about like her perspective on everything.
What would be your dream job?
I guess to work at like any fashion brand, and then I would want to start my own brand with my friend. We already discussed about it and we came up with like an idea of it and everything.
And then what was your art journey?
So basically I started really early. My mom took me to this like Picasso exhibition in Beijing when I was like 3, and then I had my sketchbook and my pencils, and then I started like copying his paintings and drawings, and then she thought that that was really like, it was a good hobby for me, so she took me to like little kid art classes and stuff. And I also like drew on all the walls in my apartment in Beijing, which is not very good. Like, my dad tried to cover it up with paint, but yeah, he had to renovate it to get rid of it. And when I moved to Vancouver, I switched around like a lot of art teachers, but then I found like the one art teacher that I really liked, and he was very traditional, so like he only taught me how to sketch and paint and stuff, but I think like that was really, also really important, I guess, yeah. And I don't know, I just went with the flow, and now I'm here.
Glad you're here. Well, that's all the questions.
Okay.